Yale requiring students to receive the coronavirus bivalent booster. By Hannah Blow on November 11, 2022. Yale University is requiring students to not only be fully vaccinated for the Chinese coronavirus but to also receive the bivalent booster prior to the spring semester, even if they received another booster shot already. The school's COVID-19 vaccination policy, last updated October 27, 2022, states that all students, faculty, staff, and postdoctoral/postgraduate trainees, other than those with approved medical or religious exemptions, must be fully vaccinated for the virus, as well as obtain a booster shot within 14 days of eligibility. Further, students, minus those who have been granted narrow exemptions, are required to receive the bivalent booster by the spring semester, even if they have already received a booster shot. The school explicitly states that this is required regardless of how many previous monovalent boosters they received. Notably, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, amended the emergency use authorizations in August to approve of the bivalent boosters, despite the fact that they had not been actually tested on humans. Moderna's CEO admitted that fact to the European Parliament earlier this year. The FDA was comfortable doing that, because there was a test running technique around the ancestral vaccine booster. It was also tested in the clinic around the beta variant's booster. So we pulled up clinical data, Moderna CEO Stefan Bansal said at the time. Both students and faculty members at Yale who refuse to abide by the rules will be subject to either administrative action or progressive discipline. Everyone who is subject to this policy must ensure that their primary vaccine series and boosters are documented in the university's COVID-19 health and safety database. Individuals may submit or confirm vaccination and booster information in the university's records. Any faculty, staff, and postdoctoral/postgraduate trainees who does not comply with the university's COVID-19 vaccination policy may be subject to progressive discipline. Students who do not comply with the university's COVID-19 vaccination policy may be referred to the Compact Review Committee. Failure to meet requirements may lead to administrative action. However, the university updated its masking guidance in late September, allowing masks to be optional in post spaces on campus and on university transit echoes, with certain exceptions. Yale's vaccine requirements comes well over 2 years after the start of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, as Americans have returned to a state of pre-pandemic normalcy. A September poll from The Economist/YouGov found most Americans, 58%, have received at least 3 coronavirus shots. However, the percentage of Americans refusing to get the jab has remained relatively consistent, as 3 in 10 say they have not received a single shot, despite pressure from the establishment media and blue state leaders. Further, a Rasmussen Report survey released earlier this month asked Americans if they believe public schools should require the vaccines as a condition for children to attend in-person classes, but the bulk, 58%, said no.